and welcome to our seventh broadcast of Let Them Speak, a podcast facilitated by Isaiah Sterling, student leader at Central High School, and myself, Dr. Stephanie Small, assistant principal and future director of Central Academy at Cape Central High School. The Let Them Speak podcast is based on the book, previously we said, soon to be released, but guess what, Isaiah?
It is
the
hot.
Book is hot off the press.
Hot off the press. It's here.
It's here.
We're holding it.
So Let Them Speak, the book by Rebecca Cota and Rick Jetter, about how student voice can transform your school. Mm. I'm really excited to get this book in our hands.
Yes.
Isaiah, what about you?
So excited. I feel like we started the year off. We didn't even know about the book.
We started,
I don't know, August 13th.
August 13th.
And we didn't even know that the book was in works back then. So it is nice to have it in our hands. So this is our seventh episode. And we've had social studies teachers, we've had math teachers, we've had speech pathologists, and we've even had student leadership. And we'll have one more guest next week before we take a break on the podcast for the summer. But after that, I guess we'll be back in July.
We'll be back in July, and we'll kick off at our back to school
Yes, back to school professional.
Yeah.
Oh, the celebration day.
Yes,
that we'll have.
Yes.
So we have the book in hand, Let Them Speak, and we just wanted to dive into it.
We wanted to dive into the book. We're
they
overjoyed.
Rebecca and Rick, you wrote this thing.
But really
it wasn't only you, it was us. But it is so, it's just great.
It is great. I was excited to get the book, but also to see, like you mentioned earlier, we have our copy, guys, and this copy is already dog-eared because we've been flipping through it and looking at the inspirational quotes, and we feel pretty good about where CHS is going in the area of student voice, but we also know that we have much to learn
as we
use it to not only impact our school but our classrooms. I think we feel pretty strong about using student voice in our school-wide procedures, and we kind of use student voice to modify our dress code, which will be changing next year, to change some of the celebrations that we have here, and really excited about when we give these books to the teachers.
Yes, thanks to Dave Burgess Consulting for the 50 books that they are sending. Dave and Shelley, we thank you.
Thank you very much. I think that for our students, our teachers who really use student voice on a regular basis,
most definitely,
this will even cement their dedication.
And even those that don't, I think that this is conviction.
Yes.
When you read this, this is like, oh my gosh, I've missed out.
I've missed out.
It's kind of like I thought I've reached my point as a teacher, my top, most highest point, but I haven't because student voice hasn't been involved. This is great.
And we can say the same thing about administration.
Sure.
And so because you said, let's dive into the book, because I'm always, you know, I was a teacher for 17 years and I always asked my students' opinions and thoughts and how should we do this? We created scoring guides together. And that's before it began to be that you heard the term student voice. It just always made sense to me to get feedback from my students. So diving into one of the quotes, we won't give away all the great secrets of the book, but we do have a couple of quotes in here. The first one being on page 54. We must buck up and allow our students to tell us things that we might take the wrong way or become upset about, and then label those things as helpful to our growth, not crippling to our egos.
That's so good.
And sometimes as leaders, we can be a little egotistical.
We can. That is such a real quote. I mean, a lot of teachers or educators, I feel like, are offended by, you know, that what should be constructive criticism from their student, you know, the student voice aspect.
Yeah.
That's constructive. It's not meant to tear you down.
No. And I think we have to be willing as administrators, as teachers, as educators, to say, hey, we're no longer 15, 16, 17, and 18, so maybe we don't know was really relevant to 15, 16, 17, and 18-year-olds. So that's really why good. Student voice is really necessary. So we have to be those learners, because we're learning from a different group of students than we were when we were 17 and 18. Just a different culture, a different society, different expectations.
That's really good. And I really like this part. It says, and then label those things as helpful to our growth. I think there's a point that even students and educators have to realize that sometimes the constructive criticism is going to be helpful to your growth as a leader. Because, you know, we're all leaders, whatever position we're in, student leadership, admin leadership, educator, teacher in the classroom leadership. We have to realize that that criticism is meant to help our growth for the long run.
I think it goes back to that T-shirt that CT Kindness created, which I think CT Kindness was probably the beginning of Student Voice at Cape Central High School.
It was.
Definitely you have Student Senate, but Student Voice in a different kind of way.
Yeah.
But when we talk about crippling, helpful to our growth, I think it's that growth goes both ways. Like, as we grow as leaders, and we're open to listening from students, we're modeling what we want to see them do as well. And they're going to be more open to listening and hearing from us.
Yeah.
So it does become a united process of growth for both students and admin and teachers.
Yeah. So there's that first quote. I'm telling you, what is this, page 54?
Page 54.
Wow. So let's take a look at one more.
One more. Because,
you know, we were going to give you three, but we cannot. This book is so good. You have to open it for yourself, guys, and dig into it. I would sit here and read the whole thing to you if I could, but I mean, it's just so much more impactful if you read it yourself. So here's another one. It says, students can do one of three things when approached on their turf: run away, clam up, or open up. I don't know about you, Dr. Small, but I think that there's a lot of running away and clamming up going on instead of opening up.
You know, I agree with you. And, you know, I always go back to our responsibility as educators.
Yeah.
We have to create avenues.
Open the door.
For students who need to speak up so they don't run away and so that they don't clam up. And that even goes back to that other quote. If we buck up and allow opportunities for that feedback, then it helps us to grow and it helps the students to grow.
And at the same time, I think on the student's perspective, we're on our turf, but if we don't have our cleats on, we're going to slip. You know what I mean? We're going to slip.
We're going to be rooted and grounded.
Yes. And if we're not rooted and grounded, that's just an easy fall right there. We're done. But I think a lot of kids, they know that they're on their turf. We know that we're on our turf, but we haven't reached into the closet and got our cleats on.
Yeah.
So therefore, we want to put forth student voice. We want to talk about student voice, but we are slipping.
Yeah. We want to dig in. So we want to keep the cleats on.
Ooh,
and we
that's
want
good.
To use them to dig deep.
That's really good. And also,
I like your cleat analogy.
Isn't that good? I just thought of
with
that.
The turf,
I was like, that is so good.
I piggybacked off on that. Was phenomenal.
Yes. And then, I don't know, how do we establish the difference between running away and clamming up? Is that the same thing?
It's not the same thing. Clamming up, and you can tell me what you think, but I think it's being there and being present and you're just not saying anything.
Not saying anything.
You feel
that
constricted.
Makes sense. Yeah.
Running away is like, okay, you're confronted with this opportunity. Oh, but this is way too much. I'm backing away from it. So you can clam up and just get frustrated and not participate, or you could just opt out and go in the other direction.
That's really good.
Neither one is good.
Yeah.
Because I like that it says this is the student's turf, and the school is their turf.
It is.
It's
yeah.
their playground. It's their football field.
Right. So that was a preview at just two of the quotes, and if you weren't convicted by those two quotes, if you didn't feel something from those, I'm going to say it. If you didn't feel something from those two quotes, either you're doing everything that you possibly can with student voice, or you just don't care about student voice.
Or maybe you don't really understand what student voice
is.
Means.
And I think through this podcast, since this is a recap, I think we've learned that at Cape Central High School, I don't know, you guys can tell us. We've had some guests on the podcast that they haven't used student voice, so they can't really say much on the topic because, I don't know, do they really know what it is or are they confused? We don't know.
So, Isaiah, I do have one question before we close out this session. What do you say to your teachers or admins who feel like there are things that students just don't need to speak on? They don't need to talk about that. They just need to follow the rules and be silent. What are your thoughts about that?
That's kind of a two-part answer for me.
Okay.
I think that some things there is a right time, mainly for just appropriateness mm-hmm. of the issue. If we're talking, because, you know, I feel like so many students, they'll get negative within their student voice.
Okay.
But I think that it should be happening if it's positive. We have to keep things positive or constructive as we can.
Yes.
Because I feel like there's so many times where administrators will open up the door and they'll say, give me your thoughts. And students just want to go right to the negative.
Yes. Yeah. But how can we turn those negatives? How can I take your negative and look at it as, okay, within that negative, there's something that is frustrating you and you have something positive to contribute. So me as the adult, I can turn those questions around to help students to look at it differently.
I think it's honestly giving time for the positive to be shown out of that negative.
Yes.
Because I feel like so many times educators, they'll be like, you know what? We tried this. I'm not going to try it again because that was too much. That was disrespectful. Mm-hmm. But how, you're the educator in the classroom, you know what I mean? So it's kind of, I like to think of it like a balanced scale of control.
Mm-hmm.
You have control in the classroom as an educator and your students have control as students. So if you're not telling them, hey, this, you need to fix that. Like I think it's educators taking time to say, okay, you have these negative thoughts. Let's take some time right now and not worry about curriculum requirements, not worry about what we're doing today, what we're doing tomorrow. Let's take some time to restructure these thoughts in my classroom so I can send you out and you'll structure them positively.
Okay.
Yeah, most definitely. That was a really good question. So I just want to read, so in front of the book we have praise for Let Them Speak. I just want to read the praise that I put in.
Okay.
This is what it says. Let Them Speak will truly transform your mind as an educator. After reading this book, you will want to ask your students the important questions. And once you do start asking them important questions, student voice will break open the blood clot of the status quo and enable the blood to flow and be restored in your school.
All right.
I think that that is...
What an honor to be...
I know.
...in the front of the book of Let Them Speak, Isaiah.
And truly, what an honor to work with Rebecca, Rick, Dave, and all of the other students that contributed their voice.
Yes.
And just everybody that was a part of this. So we'll have one more episode for this school year. Next week, we are planning to bring Whitney Choate on, an innovative educator. We would consider her episode kind of a special education resource.
Tech. Technology.
She is an instructional technology person. So we'll have her next week. You guys do not want to miss it. You can order Let Them Speak on Amazon by searching Let Them Speak. And please tune in next week, guys, for Whitney Choate, innovative educator at Central High School in Cape Girardeau, Missouri. And Rick and Rebecca, Dr. Small and I just want to say thank you so much. You wrote the heck out of this thing. This is a great book, and you just got to read it. Let Them Speak, How Student Voice Can Transform Your School. Thank you guys so much. We will see you next week on
Let Them Speak.